5-1.
Let's go. Let's go.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
Welcome once again to your favorite little podcast that somehow makes its way to the top of the sports charts there on iTunes each and every week. This is Project Action on Podcast One from the Polaris Razor Studio. I'm Jim Beaver bringing you another action-packed show today, and we have one hell of an epic guest today. Somebody I've been a fan of, and yes, I said that, a fan. I am a fan of some of our guests. Miss Tori Wilson, you know her from WWE. She was, I guess, one of the original divas, but she came back to Evolution a couple of weeks ago in the all-women's pay-per-view. She's also, I don't even want to say knee-deep. I would say shoulders deep, maybe drowning in the fitness industry. I don't want to say drowning in it. It's a bad way to put it. But anyways, she is just doing epic things in the fitness industry, and it's such an awesome feeling to have Tori Wilson on the show today. Stoked for this interview. I think you guys are really going to enjoy this, whether you're just a fan of sports, if you're a fan of WWE, or if you're a fan of fitness, man. This has got something for everyone. So just another stellar guest here on Project Action. So thank you guys for tuning in. If this is your first time, welcome. If you've been here before, I appreciate it. Make sure and go over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button. Please leave a rating or a review. And if you do that, leave your Twitter, Instagram, at username in the body of the review. And if I see it, I will follow you back on social media. Easiest way to get a follow from me. I've also got another show called the Down and Dirty Radio Show. You can check that out, dropping Tuesdays on Podcast One, iTunes, my website, downanddirtyshow.com, and a million other places. And if you do want to follow from me, or if you want me to know what's going on in your world, it is at JimBeaver15 on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I've got, all kinds of social media going on. So anyways, give me a follow at JimBeaver15. So yes, thank you guys once again for tuning in. An amazing guest in Tori Wilson this week. Very, very excited about this interview. Before we get to that, we've got to tell you about a couple of our amazing partners here in Project Action. That is right. It wouldn't happen without these partners. And you know, we have now reached the midway point of the NFL and college football seasons, and each game becomes that much more important. NFL, it's the Saints, Rams, Chiefs, and Patriots emerging as the teams to beat. Yeah, my Cardinals, they didn't make the cut. Sorry about that. But Carolina, Pittsburgh, San Diego, and Houston, they're all strong as well. In college football, it's Alabama, clearly the best in the country, and Notre Dame, Clemson, Michigan, they're atop the BCS standings. There's only one place to get in on all this action, and that is betonline.ag. Don't wait any longer. Use promo code PODCAST1 and get 50% sign-up bonus today. That's PODCAST1 for a 50% sign-up bonus today. Man, free money right there from our good friends at betonline.ag. You know, and if you're looking to buy a car, you're probably familiar with terms like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for, but what's it actually mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody. All you're really looking for is a price that actually means something to you. Introducing True Price from True Car. Now you know exactly what you'll pay for the car you want, including fees and accessories, before you even get to the dealership. It's because True Car dealers will show you the true price on cars that you want, all from the comfort of your home. And you know, how do you know if you're getting a good price? And how's that true price a great price? Well, it's because True Car shows you what other people paid for the exact same car that you want. And your certified dealers know this, so they'll set their true price competitively and win your business. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car. Enjoy a more confident car buying experience. And you know what? Pluto TV. We got to talk about our good friends at Pluto TV. They're the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all for free. No credit card is needed. No sign up. Pluto TV is an easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices today. And you know what? They've got it's downloadable on all of your favorite devices, Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, anywhere you stream, you can get Pluto TV, and it's a completely legal way to watch your favorite shows and hit movies. So download Pluto TV for free on all your devices today. And you know, if you're like me, you're pretty busy, and you start out the day, you got a to-do list. Sometimes it's drop off the dry cleaning, pick up the milk, pay some bills. Got to keep that mortgage current, right? You got to go pay that. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance to your to-do list. And the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything. You don't have to go anywhere or pick anything up. All you have to do is go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket just may be the most rewarding thing that you do today. And without further ado, now that we're through some of these formalities, I would like to welcome my good friend. Not my good friend, but she is after this, right? Tori Wilson to Project Action. I'd like to welcome my guest this week to Project Action on Podcast One. I guess I don't want to say former WWE wrestler because you were in action as of a couple of weeks ago. But Tori Wilson, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, and I'm
definitely former.
Former, definitely former. All right. So we'll definitely call it former. But welcome to the show. I know you got a lot going on, but I know we're going to talk a lot of wrestling today just because I've been a massive wrestling fan my whole life, and here I am at 37 and still a massive wrestling fan.
Awesome.
So we're definitely going to talk that, but we got to talk some fitness and a bunch of stuff. But first off, I guess we're just going to open with this. I mean, how has it been this year? Because it's not just WWE Evolution. You were back at the first all women's Royal Rumble. I think you possibly made an appearance on Raw. Like, I mean, how has it been being back with WWE, even just for these one-offs this year?
So weird. I was actually just telling someone the other day, I think it was like 10 years I didn't do anything with WWE, and all of a sudden, three appearances in a year. It's almost like I never left. It's just oddly surreal. It's like time stops, and then you just reappear. And it's awesome. It's, you know, it was such a big part of my life for so long that I think it just feels like coming home to family whenever we come visit.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's funny too, because you wonder with the, you know, audiences change and things like that. And you mentioned it's been like a decade since you've been, you know, really full time. Well, I don't want to say full time, but back in a ring. And, I got to laugh because, I mean, women's wrestling now, and we'll talk about it in a minute, is just, it's amazing. But the pop that wrestlers like you get and the fans remember from like a decade ago, like your pop when you come out is just absolutely crazy. That's got to be a rush for you.
It's insane. And actually, I'll be quite honest with you. I'm always so paranoid that people are going to forget. And that was my biggest fear during the Rumble, was like, oh no, what if nobody knows who I am anymore? Like, it's been so long. But so it was kind of almost a relief in a way. But yeah, wrestling has changed so much that being back there and watching those girls and how athletic and just amazingly talented they are is so inspiring for me. And thankfully, I am not trying to wrestle with them now because there's no way I could hang. But it's cool.
Yeah. Well, and I want to go back to kind of the beginning, because we're going to talk about that, because I think you and there's a lot of other women that have kind of helped pave the way for where we're at today in pro wrestling. But how did you get your start? Because I know, you know, you were an athlete in high school and things like that. And I always like to know, I had Natalie Eva Marie on a few weeks ago, and we were talking about kind of her gateway. And I'd like to know your gateway into pro wrestling, because everybody gets there a different way. You know what I mean? I mean, how did that, all those doors ultimately end up, you know, opening for you?
Gosh, kind of weird. I never really watched wrestling growing up. We didn't have cable growing up. I was in a small town, and my boyfriend was a huge wrestling fan. We had moved to Los Angeles, and I was pursuing fitness, like modeling. I was doing, you know, some shoots for magazines and stuff, and pursuing an acting career. And we went to a wrestling show, got backstage. I met some of the wrestlers, and it just so happened that the agent that I had been working with was Hulk Hogan's agent. And Kevin Nash remembered me from a fitness magazine and was like, he approached me backstage and he, you know, remembered me from the magazine. And he was like, you know, we have this storyline with Ric Flair and his son, and we just, you know, you're fit. And we thought maybe you kind of look the part, and maybe you could just do some kind of storyline. And at first I was very hesitant because it's like it's kind of scary going backstage with all those big wrestlers. It's very intimidating. And, you know, I was a starving actress and I'm like, okay, why not? I'm going to try this. And seeing all these little towns that they were flying me to, it really became addicting really fast. And I was probably, I'm going to say Trish, I remember I started in WCW and I was still doing fitness modeling and I had a shoot with Trish Stratus. And I remember her asking me a million questions on how I got into wrestling. And I was like, I can put a word in for you at WCW. And she's like, I want to be in WWF at the time. And I was like, really? People watch this? Really? And she's like, yeah, I totally want to do it. And I really feel like her and I came in around maybe 6 to 8 months apart. But we were probably the two like fitness girls that really started kind of this whole era of them starting to bring in fitness girls.
Yeah. Well, and you guys, you know, actually got to the point where you could wrestle. Because, I mean, there was a period there where women were really big in wrestling. And then it went into this thing where it was just a lot of other stuff, you know, the women involved in wrestling. And I feel like you were part of that generation that brought the wrestling back, so to speak.
Well, kind of.
Kind of. Yeah, we're not talking about the women's evolution now. But, you know, I mean, you know, there was a lot you guys did, but you were actually, there was some in-ring work there, right?
Oh, definitely. You know, it's funny because I like, there's a role that I was meant to play, and it was a very sexed up role, which I never felt comfortable in. I just didn't feel confident in my skin, oddly enough. You would never believe that by watching me on TV. But, so that was kind of the role that I was put in. And so I was, you know, I was in bra and panty matches all the time, eggnog matches, like you name it, the gimmick match I was in, which had its place. But there, you know, I really did strive to have, you know, a more of a role that was, you know, of substance.
Yeah.
And so I remember asking Fit Finley, who would always put our matches together, can I please, it was a bra and panty match, and I'd be like, can I please get hit with a chair? Can I please get thrown into the stairs? And he's laughing at me going, I don't think Vince is going to want that.
Oh man, that's too funny. So and I want to talk about that because you got your start in WCW, and then what, a year or two in, that was when WW, I call it EF at the time, you know, purchased WCW. I mean, and I know there was, you know, that was a big deal because I think a lot of wrestlers wanted to know if they had a home in this new, you know, merged company. I mean, was there any nerves on your part? Like, hey, am I going to get brought over? Am I going to be released? Like, I mean, you know, at this point, like, you're just getting started, right? There had to have been some nerves there with that.
Yeah, there were nerves. I was just getting started and I just was getting addicted to the whole, just how fun it was. But I had actually, WCW, I had actually left WCW. I decided like they were doing all their cutbacks, trying to save their company or whatever. And I was like, okay, well, this isn't going to work. And I had already started dating Billy Kidman, who became my husband. And so because of him, really, I think that's part of the reason why I ended up getting pulled back in to WWE, because they had a meeting with him and we were living together and he brought me along and it ended up working out well.
Well, and how was the culture shift? Because I know WCW, WWE, I mean, there was a big difference, and you hear some of the wrestlers talk about coming over and they were perceived as a WCW person in the locker room. And I mean, but how was the culture shift? Because, I mean, they're two vastly different companies.
Two vastly different companies that, in my eyes, because I wasn't like a true wrestler and I hadn't been around it, so it was all so fresh to me.
Yeah.
From what my version of things, I could see there was a company called WCW that clearly it appeared as if a lot of the top wrestlers kind of took over, and it was a little bit maybe self-serving. I don't know. Hopefully that doesn't sound bad, but it seemed as if they were kind of running things. And then, you know, obviously Vince runs things a lot differently. And when we came on to WWE with everybody, it was obvious that there were a lot of people in WWE that were probably worried about their TV time and their jobs. Like, all these people from another company are just flooding in. I could totally imagine. I mean, I would feel a little threatened. So there was a little bit of that tension, but everybody was cool for the most part. I think it's just like anything, it's getting to know people and realizing we're all here for the same reason.
Yeah. Well, and let's talk about your run in WWE, because, I mean, you were one of the faces of the company for, you know, especially from a female standpoint, for a long, long time. I mean, there's got to be some feuds and some moments that stick out in your mind that you think back and you're like, man, that was some good work, or like, wow, like I did that, you know? I mean, you know, kind of take me through some of you, I mean, I guess the highlights of your career in the ring.
Oh, totally. Oh my gosh. In the beginning, I see snippets of my work in the ring in the beginning, and I was so scared and so hesitant and just taking a back bump. It was like every time I got whiplash, and just for me to be able to see the evolution of how far I came, and you know, towards the end, being in matches that really I felt like I delivered athleticism and I felt more comfortable, it was just so much more fun.
Yeah.
Towards the end for me, because, you know, obviously when you're feeling more comfortable in the ring in front of all the live audience, it's going to be more fun. It was still stressful for me every time, but, you know, regardless of some of the things that I would rather, you know, vanish from the internet, you know, I wouldn't take anything back, and I'm proud to have been a part of the whole evolution. And, I'm just grateful that, you know, I did eventually get the chance to, you know, show my athleticism in the ring and work.
Yeah. Well, and we got to talk about, you know, kind of your career coming to a close, because it was one of those where you weren't, you know, it was an injury, right? You know, back injury. And I mean, you know, that's going to kind of lead us into what you're doing now. But a lot of wrestlers, I mean, that comes hard, you know, like you said, you're addicted to the travel and seeing people and being, you know, in front of people all the time. And then all of a sudden that abruptly stops. I mean, how was that for you? Because I know a lot of wrestlers, they go through a dark period, you know. I mean, how was that, you know, just kind of the abrupt end? It's like, oh, I physically just can't do this anymore.
Yeah, you know, it was definitely an adjustment, but I was so ready for it. I, you know, I'm somewhat of a homebody also, and I had opened up a clothing store, and I was just so exhausted from the travel. That the travel, as fun as it was and exciting, and I saw the world, that was also probably the biggest downfall. It's just it took me away from my family, and, you know, just missing out on, you know, a simple barbecue on a weekend in the summer just seemed like heaven to me. So that part of it was a little hard, you know?
Yeah.
But, I totally forgot my train of thought. Sorry.
No, all good. We can trim it. We can trim that part out. But yeah, you were just talking about the travel and how it's so hard and missing things when you were just kind of so ready to, you know, to be done.
Yeah. And, you know, it's as much as I loved it and I love the people and all of that, I was ready for a new chapter. So, in a sense, I did miss it. And for a while there, I missed it. But, you know, I was ready for just a different chapter in life.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, and looking at things now, obviously, you know, we talked about you kind of coming back for these couple appearances. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But, you know, how do you feel now about, I mean, the women's evolution, and you see the in-ring work? And, I mean, I'm looking at this storyline they've got right now with, like, Becky Lynch, and she's literally the biggest name in the company right now, and it's a female wrestler. I mean, and you are part of that helped pave the way to where we're at now. I mean, you know, do you look at things now, and I know looking at some of your Instagram posts and things like that, you seem like you were really proud to be a part of that and where wrestling's at now for women.
I really am proud to be a part of that. And, you know, I do completely believe that no matter who it is, what female, whether she just was there for a day, walked to the ring and back, never took a bump, everybody has a role that paves the way to where they are now. And I am so proud of that. And they wouldn't be where they are now if there weren't all those people ahead of them to, you know, make those small little changes. And seeing Becky Lynch, I
actually just got the chills. She is just, I'm in awe of that woman. She's so incredible. There's just something about her that just, she's a star. But, you know, watching her match with Flair on
Evolution with Charlotte
was just, you know, the whole time I was just thinking, oh my God. Honestly, the mother of me, I'm not a mother, but the mother in me is like, oh my God, what are these girls doing to their body?
Right?
Are they going to be able to walk when they're 40? It's just, it's a whole nother level. And I'm so proud to have been a part of it and just really, really, really proud of how far they've come.
Well,
she's incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I'm so hooked into that storyline. It was with her and Charlotte and just her. I mean, you know, they're calling her the female version of Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm like, you can't have a better analogy there, a bigger compliment to Becky, I think, you know. But I think that's... To even have that conversation now.
Sweet.
Yeah. You know, and to even have that conversation now, though, that you're talking about a female wrestler. I mean, a decade ago, we would never be talking them in the same sentence as a Stone Cold. And I think that's, you know, just amazing where women's wrestling has come, you know?
Yeah. A decade ago, people would have kind of laughed at the thought of you saying that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and now, actually, I remember watching that match thinking, watching her mannerisms and just the way she was selling things. And to me, it reminded me of Randy Orton. Like, he just seems so natural in the ring with his mannerisms and the way he sells. And it's really incredible.
Yeah. They've got a swagger to him, too. You know, it's they're confident, too.
Yeah.
They know, you know?
Totally. Yeah.
So as we segue into what you're doing now, I've got to mention, and this actually, it probably bodes very well for you now. You're one of the few professional wrestlers that I know of that actually use their real name, Tori Wilson. And I got to wonder if, you know, a lot of people, they transition out of wrestling and it's like, do I use my real name? Do I use my stage name? Like my K-Fob? Like they don't know. Like, how did you get to keep your real name? Because most of the time that's the first thing to go.
Well, I mean, they can't take my name away from me.
No, but I mean, you know, in ring though, a lot of people, it's like, boom, instantaneously. It's like, yeah, you know, Vince or whoever, it's like, yeah, we need to change the name up, you know? And it's like, you know, so now it's like, you know, but you transitioning out of wrestling, it's like, you know, you built this Tori Wilson brand and then boom, out of wrestling, you're still Tori Wilson, you know? That's, I don't know, I think that's awesome, you know?
Thankfully, yeah, I got lucky with that one. I guess because I started using my name in WCW and they just continued it. Thankfully, they never changed it. And I'm grateful because clearly that's a bonus for me.
Yeah. So, you know, talking about the transition out, you know, and you'd said you'd, you know, had a store there that you had done. I mean, you know, take us into where you're at now, because I know, you know, we've got to talk about fitness because, man, I mean, you know, you were in some great shape when you were in the ring, but now, I mean, I think, you know, you've said, like, you're in the best shape of your life. I mean, how did that transition go? And, you know, how were the next couple of years there, you know, transitioning out of, you know, WWE and, you know, and that take us to where we're at today?
Well, I retired from WWE because I had to have back surgery. And it's kind of odd because I wasn't taking Charlotte Flair bumps all the time, but the wear and tear just goes to show, like, one simple bump can be like being rear-ended.
Yeah.
And I ended up having to have back surgery. I couldn't bend over to pick my dog up. I would cry for 45 minutes straight and my back would lock up. And it got to the point where, you know, they asked me to have a match and I was scared my back was going to lock up during the match. So I had back surgery. I've always been quite the entrepreneur. I tried out the clothing business, and honestly, my true love has always been fitness from the beginning, which fit well into wrestling. You know, I was a fitness model and competitor and all that stuff in the beginning before wrestling. So it only makes sense that I would come back to it. And really, I just have this like really strong desire to help people feel confident. And nothing is worse than not feeling good about yourself. And I really feel like it kind of leaks into all areas of life. You know, you accept treatment from people that is different. You let people kind of walk all over you when you're not feeling as confident. And I feel like a lot of that stems from feeling strong and healthy. And I just really want to help people get steered in the right direction, whether it's just motivating them or showing them the ropes. It's just a passion of mine. And if I can use, you know, any bit of my name from wrestling to draw people in, so be it. There are a lot of wrestling fans that have, you know, bought into my programs that say they've never worked out a day in their life and they've lost 20 pounds and they're feeling so good. And I literally read these emails and cry because there's nothing, no feeling is better than that.
Yeah. Well, and you've posted like a lot of before and after pictures, you know, onto your Instagram feed. And that's got to be really fulfilling when you actually get to see that, you know what I mean? You physically see this person that, hey, they did lose 30, 40 pounds, you know?
Oh, totally. And, you know, we always go through self-doubt, like, oh, is it going to be good enough? Is this person's program going to be better? Am I going to really be able to help these people? And it's kind of like validating to see that people are listening and they are changing their life and you are making a difference in their life.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, talking about that, and I mean, what you're doing now, and, you know, we'll go into, you know, Fittensity here in a minute, but like, I think the real hard thing with the fitness industry, and it's always been this way, but now even with the online and social media and web and stuff, there's so much snake oil out there. And I think, you know, everybody's trying to sell something and it's hard, you know, is somebody that wants to lose weight or whatever, how you get through the snake oil and find the real stuff. And obviously what you're doing works. I mean, it's so hard. And you as a business person and entrepreneur, that's got to be hard too, because you know what you're selling and what, you know, and you stand behind it, but it's so hard to wade through the garbage out there, right?
It really is. And actually I did a post today that it wouldn't upload that really kind of talked about this with social media. I've been a little hard down on social media lately because everybody can put this version of themselves out into the world like they're such an expert and they have it all figured out. And really, they might not. They might not know what they're talking about at all. And it's just it's depressing to see for people. And even I find myself like second guessing myself when I see other people putting better content out or whatever. And you just have to hope that eventually the right people will find you. I mean, it's frustrating, but I also understand that everybody is inspired by something different. And I might inspire one person and another person might totally not feel inspired by me at all. And that's totally cool.
Yeah. Well, and how has the industry changed? I mean, obviously now things are going more digital. Obviously you've got your app that we'll talk about, but you know, and I know in the 80s, it was VHS tapes and things evolve, right? But I mean, how has that changed? And I mean, you've got to look and structure what you're doing like differently now than how you would have 10, 15 years ago, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to catch up to the times, but I'm trying to focus on what I know has always worked for me. You know, I was anorexic and bulimic as a teenager. And while I was with WWE, I went on every fad, you know, diet, workout thing, to get fit into a bikini. And like, I've been on that roller coaster. So I feel like that's brought me a lot of wisdom and knowledge that, you know, these 25-year-olds might not be able to bring to the table. No disrespect at all.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, basically kind of hoping that people see through the rest.
Yeah. So tell us about Fittensity and what you've got going, because I know that's, you know, that's something that's really big. It's working for a lot of people. I mean, kind of give us a lowdown where people can find out more information and what exactly it is.
Well, I put together this whole program that really helps people target specific people. So, I mean, it's not a one size fits all program. And a lot of times people give you these programs that, you know, this guy is trying to lose 10 pounds should be on. And there's another woman that is trying to lose 30 pounds and it's the same program. And so there's a whole quiz that you take that kind of narrows down, for me, males and females, narrows down kind of where you're at, what your goal is. And then based on that, we give you a program that fits, that's right for you basically. And, the cool thing about it is that it's, once you buy it, you get all the upgrades. So I'm constantly adding additional information, additional workouts and diet tips. And there's a whole private, you know, Facebook page community. And, I'm really proud of it. I worked for a year on it, and it's obviously it's like anything. Once we've only launched, I think a month ago, it's a constant work in progress, yeah. But you just got to start.
Yeah. You got to start and build it from somewhere, you know, and, mm-hmm. Well, you know, and let's circle back, you know, talking about that. And, I want to talk about kind of this year, cause you launched your app, and obviously we talked at the beginning about WWE, and, you know, you've had a couple of appearances now with them. I mean, you know, is this something you see, you know, obviously we know there's going to be another female Royal Rumble next year. I mean, how was that original call this year? I mean, we didn't even ask about that. You know, how was that call where you're just like, whoa, or email, you know, how was that? I mean, how did that open? Or, hey, we want to bring you back. You know, what was going through your mind when that happened?
Oh God, I can't remember. I mean, I remember I was surprised. I thought it would be really cool. The whole Women's Royal Rumble thing, like as a surprise, I thought it would be really fun. And I remember calling Michelle McCool because we always call each other.
Yeah.
And I asked her if she was going to do it. And I was like, I'm doing it if you do it. but you know, it's like I said earlier, it's kind of weird. You could be, I think most wrestlers would say you could be away from that business for 20 years. The second you see another wrestler, it's like you saw them yesterday.
Yeah.
And at the Royal Rumble, I'll be honest, we walked through, there were so many of us. I remember we all walked through like spots, and, I remember thinking, oh my God, I haven't even stepped in a ring in so long at first. This is like really weird. Never took a bump. We just walked through everything. And then everybody left this ring, and I was in there by myself, and I was like, should I just take one bump just to kind of like remember how it feels? And I just did one drop kick and landed on my stomach. And it was such a jarring feeling. I was like, okay, I'm not feeling anything else until I'm out there, and I won't feel it when I'm out there. So it was just a quick reminder that, geez, wow, like I used to do this all the time, and this is really hard on your body.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say, hitting the ropes. I mean, hitting the ring, there, obviously there's ring rust there and things like that, and you're really fit, but that's a different kind of fitness, you know what I mean, to be taking those bumps day in and day out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Totally different.
Yeah. So Evolution's over now. I mean, is it one of those things where you're like, hey, I'm happy I came back? I mean, if they call again in, you know, the start of the year to do the next Royal Rumble, you think it's something you'd be interested in? I mean, you're enjoying these kind of appearances back?
I mean, I totally enjoy it. I love seeing everybody, and it's just fun to be a part. And I just love all the new crop of girls. It's just really fun to have to go back and, you know, hang out with them and everything. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know that I would really do the next Royal Rumble just because I just did this one.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah. Never know, right? Well, you'll see when when the email comes in.
Exactly.
All right. So, before we let you go, Tori, I mean, where can people find out more information on Fittensity and what's coming up for you? What's next in your world? Obviously, we got holidays coming up, but what's next for you?
Yeah, well, I'm really working hard on growing Fittensity. It's growing really fast. I just came on as the spokesperson for this really cool product called Bandboard that is coming out right before, right during the holidays. I'm really excited about it. It's a really awesome product that I just, you know, I'm very picky about products. And I'm in Orlando right now for a few months, just really focusing on Fittensity and then heading back out to LA and sifting through projects.
Yeah, lots of projects.
Entrepreneur at heart, always.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You're always thinking about what's next, right? You're never sitting back and just waiting for things to come in.
Oh, never. It's a blessing and a curse.
Oh, I get it. I feel you there. It is definitely that. You know, it's one of those you wake up at 3 in the morning. You're like, did I really just wake up with this idea at 3 in the morning? Couldn't this have waited till 7 a.m.?
I know, but evidently, don't get weirded out if you're woken up like between the hours of 2 and 4. That's like angels talking to you. So maybe that's a good.
It definitely could be a good,
really
thing,
good idea.
Maybe those are the ideas we need to actually concentrate on. Then, right?
Exactly. You got to write it down and go back to bed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I appreciate the time today, Tori. It was definitely fun catching up. Good luck with Fittensity, and definitely we'll catch up soon.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Man, great stuff from Tori Wilson. Always a pleasure to have an absolute legend on the show, WWE legend Tori Wilson. Good stuff by her. Great seeing her back at Evolution. I know that Battle Royale didn't quite end up the way she wanted it, but hopefully we'll see her back maybe next year at the Royal Rumble. Who knows? But great catching up with her. Hopefully you liked that. And if you liked that, you're going to love the official Lakers podcast on Podcast One. Join Emmy Award-winning sports reporter Susie Schuster and co-host Aaron Larsoul as they discuss the Lakers news of the day, break down the games from the week, and have exclusive interviews from players, coaches, and sports personalities. Don't miss the official Lakers podcast every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And thank you for tuning into Project Action. We will be back next week with a very, very special show. We got a video component adding to it. This one I did on site out at Camp Razor with my boys, RJ Anderson, you know him, Action Sports and UTV and off-road legend, Mitch Guthrie, one of the young up-and-comers, my good friend Matt Martelli, who owns the Mint 400 off-road race, you know that legendary race, yeah, Matt owns it. We all sat down at Camp Razor to talk off-road, UTV culture, things like that. So if you're a motorsports person, if you're a UTV person, you're gonna love this one. You know this podcast, we're all over the grid, and that one is really special because there's a video component to it as well. So you'll definitely want to listen to it, and then you can go back on YouTube or on Facebook and check out the video as well. So that's coming next week on this show, Project Action. Thank you guys for tuning in. It has been a great show. Thank you, Tori Wilson, for being a guest. Thank you to all our amazing partners, BetOnline.ag, our good friends at Pluto TV, Geico, TrueCar. Couldn't do it without you guys. So thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget, it's at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media. Check out my website, DownAndDirtyShow.com, or my other show, The Down and Dirty Show, that drops on Tuesdays. And as always, subscribe, rate, and review over there on iTunes. Be safe. Have a great week. As always, game on.